being recorded.
Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lynn with Legal Help Center. I have Zanas, X-A-N-A, last name C-Y-P-H-E-R-S. Her phone number is 430-302-8350.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'm going to transfer her now. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Zaina?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'm on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
I already have did that.
Oh, you did that? Okay. Did you sign documents with an attorney?
Oh, no. I just talked to somebody and answered her questions, and she just transferred me to you.
Oh, okay. No problem. But you have not signed any contracts or retainers with an attorney, right?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. Nothing. I have not.
All right. No problem. Just verifying. Was it yourself or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It was myself.
For yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you currently getting treatment or are you in remission?
No, I'm done with it. I'm not getting treatment. Yeah. I've been clean since 2022.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. When was the last time that you received treatment?
The last time I received treatment?
Uh-huh.
The last time was 2019 was the date or the year that I received treatment.
Uh-huh. Okay, 2019. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2019, March 2019.
March of 2019. Okay. And did you ever have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay, no problem. And what was the name of the hospital or medical center where you were diagnosed?
It was the Hunt Regional Healthcare.
You said Hunt Regional?
Yeah, it's Hunt Regional Healthcare.
Healthcare, okay. And what city is that in?
That's in Greenville, Texas.
Greenville, Texas, okay, no problem. Do you know the address of the facility?
Yeah, it was 4215 Joe Ramsey Boulevard, East Greenville, Texas.
All right. 75401. 75401. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that's the right one I see here. I was just looking it up on Google, so I can put the address here. Do you have a phone number for the facility?
Yes, it's 903.
Uh-huh.
408-5000.
5000. Okay, perfect. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or the doctor that treated you?
It was Dr. Ernest Cochran.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
E-R-N-E-S-T, and then his last name is C-O-C-H-R-A-N.
Okay. Ernest Cochran. Okay, perfect. All right. So you were diagnosed in March of 2019. Do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay. And what was your age when you were diagnosed?
I was, I was 12. I think I was, I'm pretty sure I was 36. I was 36 at that time.
36? Okay.
36.
So, all right. Just verifying under the age of 80. Perfect. All right. And what is your date of birth?
9/23/86.
All right. And do you have a birth certificate available for the attorneys if they request it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'4", and my weight is that I'm about 148 pounds.
148, okay, and then 5'4". All right, perfect. And then when you use Roundup, did you use it at home or at work?
I use it at home.
At home. Okay. Was there anybody else besides yourself that used Roundup?
No, not that. No. Nice. I did. I was by myself. I sprayed it. I was spraying it in my garden.
You were the one spraying it in your garden? Okay.
Yeah.
And did you spray it at the current place where you live?
Where, yes.
Yes. Okay. What is the address?
Oh, 10660.
Uh-huh.
Null Creek, Quinlan, Texas, 75474.
Okay. I heard 10660 Mill Creek.
Null, N-E-W.
Oh, N-E-W. Okay.
Yeah, E-L-L, Creek.
Null Creek.
Drive,
okay.
And it's Quinlan. Yeah, and it's Quinlan, Texas, 75474.
75474. Okay. Okay, so that is your current home address?
I'm sorry? Yes.
Is it your current
my current home address.
Okay, and then that's
yes,
where you used Roundup as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And how big of an area was it where you used it?
It was just a little residential, my little garden that I have out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was residential.
It's just a little, yeah.
In the garden, okay. And would you say that you used Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And did you use Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then in total, how many years have you used Roundup?
7 years.
7 years, okay. What year did you start using it?
I started using it in 2012.
2012, okay. And when was the last year that you used it?
2019.
2019, okay. And how many times a month would you use it?
Well, just probably, I'm not sure. I would water my garden about two, three times a month.
Three times a
Maybe
month?
Maybe four. It would just, yeah. Uh-huh. It depends. I guess
okay.
It would just depend when, about three times. I would say three times a month.
Three times a month, right? Okay. So using Roundup three times a month, did you use it every single month of the year or was it just seasonally?
I wouldn't use it every month, but I would use it probably seasonally.
Seasonally? Okay.
I would think.
Yeah, just to the best of your knowledge. So how many months out
yeah,
of the year
yeah.
would you say? Was it 3 months, 4 months, 5 months?
About 5 months.
5 months out of the year? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it was used four times a month, five times out of the year. So about, 5 months out of the year. So about 20 times in a year. And then in total, 7 years. So looks like 100. Uh-huh.
Maybe twice a month. Twice a month, because usually I would just go out there and spray it twice a month, you know,
uh-huh.
But it was seasonal. I mean, I would do it
seasonal.
When it was, you know, yeah,
okay.
Whenever
no.
I thought that needed to be.
That makes sense. Yeah, no problem. That's okay. To the best of your knowledge. Okay. Do you want me to put two times
yeah.
a month or four times a month?
You can put two times.
Two times. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see, two times a month for 7 years, so about 70 times of exposure. All right, and then did you ever use any protective equipment while using Roundup?
No.
No gloves
Like,
or
what do you
masks
mean
or
by
anything?
Oh yeah, I would wear gloves. But I never wore a mask.
Okay, so just
Not
gloves.
that. Yeah.
All right, no problem. So I'll just note that on here. And then what place did you normally buy Roundup?
Home Depot in Greenville, right
Oh.
up here at the Home Depot.
The Home Depot. Okay. Do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of product?
I have a couple leftover bottles. I don't know. I could look for the receipts. I could definitely do that, but I'm not too sure. I could find some probably. I
Okay,
saved
yeah.
most of my receipts.
All right, no problem. Yeah, just if you can find some, just put them aside. It helps the attorneys build your case. Also, if you have any credit card receipts or bank statements, that would help as well. But if you don't worry too much about it. All right, no problem. So I'll just make a note of that here. And I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. For the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was there a subtype, a specific type of non-Hodgkin's?
No, it was just non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Just non-Hodgkin's. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then you use it at home. All right, so now I'm going to ask some questions about illnesses. Let me know if you had any of that in the past or not. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS or autoimmune disease?
No.
No, okay. Any hepatitis B or C?
No.
No. Okay. Any organ transplants?
No.
No. Okay. Anything like Epstein-Barr, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
No. Okay. Any diabetes?
No, ma'am.
No. Any other cancer that required chemotherapy or family cancer history?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Can you verify the spelling of your first name?
It's Xana, Xana.
Xana. Okay. Any middle initial?
Marie.
Marie. Okay. So M. And can you verify your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then last name, I have Cyphers.
CYPHERS.
Okay. Is it pronounced Cyphers?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Cyphers. Okay. And are you married?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Let's see. And then you did provide your date of birth was 9/23/1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for identification purposes, what is your full social?
457-83-1405.
Okay, 1405. All right. And then how did you find out that there might be a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Did you watch a commercial? Did you see it online?
Yeah, TV and I applied online.
TV and online. Okay. Around what year was that? Was that this year or within the last 2 years?
It was just not too long ago, sometime this year.
Sometime this year. Okay. All right, and then your phone number, I have 430-302-8350.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Are you able to receive text messages and open email through the phone?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So this is
Yes.
your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. What is a good email for you?
Ciphers Xana Texas at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, and then Texas is spelled out, correct?
No, just TX.
Oh, TX. Okay. At gmail.com. All right, perfect. So it looks like we're moving forward here. At the end of the questions, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, so let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. Zana, are you still there? Hello? Hello?